Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The book of Joel. Now, what's going on at this time? Well, there's three countries, Tyre, Sidon, and Philistia, and they have made some military incursions into Israel. Now, not only that, but there is some massive things going on, like a drought that was huge, but then they had this big invasion of locusts that basically just tore up anything that was green. That obviously had an effect on their economy. So just think about this. You have the military coming in, you have a drought, you have no food, you have a devastation of your economy. Not exactly what you want. And all of this throughout the book of Joel, you see one overarching theme, and that is the day of the Lord. When is the day of the Lord? Well, it's not so much a specific day as a time period, but there is this prophecies where you end up seeing in the book of Joel all of this stuff of an outpouring of the flesh. It's referenced in Acts chapter 2, because it talks about the dreams that people will have, this outpouring of the Spirit with utterances of dreams and all the visions and things like that. And this book is one where we end up seeing that at a time of complete devastation, that there is still God having his covenant relationship with his people. He is going to have this day of the Lord. It's a warning to us as well. The day of the Lord is coming. We should be challenging people to repent.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.